You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Create memorable standards. Slavery has been around since almost the beginning of recorded history. In the long history of slavery, only one slave revolution was ever successful at leading to the creation of an independent state. The man who led that revolution was Toussaint Louverture. Louverture was a black man born a slave who built an army of slaves in what we now know as Haiti. He defeated nearly every global power at the time, including Napoleon. Louverture's personal history is fascinating and worth reading more about in the book The Black Jacobins by C.L.R. James. As an exceptional leader, he defined and built the culture of his revolutionary army by creating rules that Ben Horowitz and in What You Do Is Who You Are defines as shocking, and I would describe as memorable. One of these shocking rules was to not pillage, which was unheard of at the time. It was common for such an army to rape and pillage, but Louverture asked his soldiers to be men of character in this area. It was one rule, it was memorable, and following this rule established trust within the organization, because it required great sacrifice and went against the grain. You might have heard of the shocking and memorable rule of the most successful sports team of all time, the New Zealand All Blacks. That rule is sweep the sheds. After matches, it's not the janitors or the rookie players who clean the locker rooms. It's the team leaders. So how does instructing your team leaders to clean the locker room raise performance and build trust? After all, many would find this rule trivial, but the standard is a symbol. Sends a strong message. How we do this one thing is how we should also do everything else. Too often, coaches look to raise standards across the board that cover every area of their program. We create team rules or standards across 10, 20, or 30 different areas. But as the New Zealand All Blacks and Toussaint Louverture teaches us, it's often more valuable to just focus on one thing that people remember, and that will be relevant to every day in the program. One of the positive things that has emerged from the pandemic has been a shift from my focus from traveling to do live workshops to creating training videos for coaches. Not only has this been great for my wife and for my kids with me not being on the road, but coaches don't actually have to block off a weekend and travel to the workshop. They can simply just log into coachtube.com and take an online video course. They can share their login with their coaching staff as well and get them trained up in the culture building systems and leadership strategies. Each month, I'm releasing a new course. In August, I released the Competitive Cauldron System. In September, I'm releasing the Captain's Council System. And in October, I'll be releasing the Support and Accountability System. You can click on the link to the course in the episode details of this podcast and just use the coupon code CULTUREBUILDERS to save 10% today. These courses are really going to help you and your staff to build your team's culture.